The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
A solar storm hits the Earth and Irish scientists are leading the way to prevent future disaster. Well, it sounds like the start of a Hollywood blockbuster, and while it's not nearly as dramatic as that, this actually happened in the last week. So what are solar storms, how strong can they be, and how are Irish scientists helping to enhance warnings? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, for The Green Scene. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, what are solar storms?
Well, you might be surprised that we're in storm season when it comes to the sun as we look out at that lovely weather. So the sun emits a continuous stream of charged particles, and that's known as solar wind. And it travels through space at us on other planets at over 1 million kilometres an hour. Now, a solar storm happens when the sun emits a solar flare. So this is a much more intense burst of radiation, which can be as powerful as 1 billion nuclear bombs. So that also travels to us through space. And depending on how strong that solar flare is, that actually can have an impact on us. It can disrupt navigation systems, radio communications, and actually spacecraft instrumentation is particularly sensitive because obviously spacecraft are not being protected in the same way by the Earth's atmosphere as we are when we're on Earth.
Mm. Would pilots be affected by this because they're higher up and closer to the edge of the atmosphere?
Yes, they absolutely could be, as can migrating birds and animals that rely on the Earth's magnetic field. And I mean, interestingly, we all see solar wind and solar storms. So the northern lights, those colours that we see in the sky, that aurora, you know, that is solar wind, these charged particles hitting our atmosphere. And in fact, when we see big solar storms, when we were talking last week on Wednesday, actually a solar storm was hitting the Earth, and quite a big one hit the Earth yesterday. But most of us wouldn't have felt it because we're being protected by that magnetic field.
Now, what are Irish scientists do to help us know when these are about to hit us? And can we do anything to protect ourselves if they do?
Well, we can. And the first thing is knowing that they're coming. And we don't currently have a good way to do it. But scientists at the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies and in Manchester have come up with a really ingenious new way to track when these storms are coming at us. They've come up with these very small satellites called CubeSats, about the size of a Jenga set. And the plan is for them to launch 6 of these up into space. And they will be able to communicate with each other and also track the signals coming from the sun. They'll all sit in separate locations in space. So they'll be able to track storms coming at us from multiple angles. And once we can do that, of course, if we can forecast storms, we could preemptively shut down and protect radio communications and power grids. We can make sure we don't launch satellites when a big storm is coming. I mean, people may have heard SpaceX lost a number of satellites in February this year because they were launched during a big solar storm. So knowing that these storms are coming will help us to protect ourselves from their negative impact.
It's interesting. There was a great drama on Sky called Cobra, and the first episode opened up with the sun emitting a massive solar flare in the direction of Earth, and a passenger jet loses its way in the night sky because its navigation is fried because of the solar storm. So these things can happen, not as disastrously as in Cobra, but anyway, it is a possibility. The other story today you want to talk about is bird species losing their colour because of climate change.
Yes, well, this is a study from France, and researchers have been looking at one of, I think, our favourite bird species here in Ireland, the blue tit, and they've been monitoring their lovely blue heads and the yellow colouring on them over the last 15 years. 2 populations of blue tits, one in southern France and one in Corsica. And what they found is the intensity of the colour of the birds has been gradually decreasing over time. And of course, they can see a correlation to an increase in temperature of just over about a degree and also decreasing supplies of water. And they are hypothesizing that this reduction in the colour of the birds is as a result of climate change.
But, you know, it's okay to hypothesize and look at one phenomenon and link it to another phenomenon. I wonder what the science is, though. Colour change.
Well, I think yes. Yes, you're right, Pat. And in fact, the colours in birds is really formed in two different ways. It's either from pigments that they eat in their diet. So things like, we know flamingos are pink because they eat pink shrimp. That's where they get the colour from. Other birds are the same. They get carotenoids, the same colouring we get in carrots. They get it from a range of things in their diets. But the other thing is the structure of the feathers and how they reflect and refract light. So, I mean, we don't know yet, but it does seem likely. We know birds, the cycle of their life is changing. We talked about hatching changing. It seems quite likely that their diets are also changing as a result of the changing environment. But certainly, look, this is an early study. It's the first of its kind to look at the colouring of birds over a long period of time. And as we've said before, birds are an important bellwether to see how well an environment is doing because of their life cycle. So yes, we can't jump to any conclusions, but I think we should be careful because the world would be a duller place if we didn't have all those stunning birds with their beautiful plumage.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, thank you very much for joining us for The Green Scene.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.